USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Firefighters in California are continuing to battle two wildfires, one in Northern California and one in Southern California. Utility company PG&E is shutting down power to nearly 1 million customers in Northern California. California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is not happy about that.
These blackouts, particularly with PG&E, and the impact of that is unacceptable. We got to hold them accountable. We are going to do our best to get through these high wind events and work through Saturday, Sunday into Monday, get these lights back on.
The White House says President Trump will address the nation at 9 a.m. Eastern Time Sunday morning. Now, multiple sources are reporting that the leader of ISIS, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, was killed after being targeted in a special operations raid by U.S. forces in Syria. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Rootwall.com.
On Saturday, many Americans across the country safely returned unwanted pills as its National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. The Drug Enforcement Agency holds the event annually to provide a safe way to get rid of unused prescription drugs. Microsoft is the surprise winner of a $10 billion Pentagon contract. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
The Pentagon has awarded Microsoft a $10 billion cloud computing contract, snubbing the early frontrunner Amazon, whose participation drew criticism from the president. Bidding for the huge project known as the Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure, or JEDI, pitted leading tech titans Microsoft, Amazon, Oracle, and IBM against one another. The giant contract has attracted more attention than most. Giant techs Oracle and IBM pushed back with their own bids, but also formally protested the bidding process last year. Oracle went as far as challenging the process in federal court, but lost.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As I continue to take a look at things that can be done to help fix our broken healthcare system, one of the things that I haven't discussed yet is what can be done to fix our prescription drug costs. I think both sides of the aisle will agree that prescription drug costs are out of control. Now, some online prescription services are beginning to pop up out there, such as Hey Doctor and GoodRx. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Dr. Marty McCary. He's author of a book titled The Price We Pay, What Broke American Healthcare and How to Fix It. And one of the things he discusses, and he gives a few tips as far as how to help get your prescription costs down, is to go to one of these online prescription service centers, such as GoodRx.
I tell people to use the app GoodRx and the website GoodRx.com, because you can actually see that the price that is set with your pharmacy plan or your what we call pharmacy benefit manager may not be the best price. As a matter of fact, I explain in the book how there's this kickback that goes on where these middlemen create a pay-to-play fee. I call it a kickback. They call it a rebate. Okay, trust me, this is not a rebate like on cornflakes. This is a money game where there's money being paid from pharma to the middlemen to give them good placement, and then they get offered to employees. Meanwhile, the employer is getting billed for drugs they can't even understand, and there's so many bait-and-switch games with the different names of drugs, the different doses and frequencies.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.